Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And today we will bring you an intermediate lesson that、mm-hmm. comes right out of Stockholm.
没错。
Let's take a listen.
但是他已经拿到了文学奖和经济学奖。
泡泡中文很经济又有文化呀。
那他凭什么拿和平奖呢？
嘿，你闭嘴。
Truth be told, guys, we didn't even know we'd been nominated.、
Mm.
Thank you. Anyway, 、if you don't know what we're talking about,、mm-hmm. we should take you through this dialogue line by line.、
Mm.
Echo?
本届诺贝尔和平奖获奖者
The winner of the Nobel Prize for Peace this year
泡泡中文
Pop-up Chinese
唉,怎么又是泡泡中文?
唉, how can it be Pop-up Chinese again?
这叫实至名归
I don't know how to translate this
意思就是说你有了这个实力,你就会得到这个荣誉,这个名声。
Okay, so it's if you're as good as them.
You will get the reputation naturally.
Okay.
但是他已经拿到了文学奖和经济学奖。
But they've already got the prize for literature and the prize for economics.
泡泡中文很经济又有文化呀。
Pop-up Chinese is relatively economical and very sophisticated. And then they've got ya there.
对啊,就是很明显呀。
Okay.
你怎么连这个都不知道呀?
Okay, okay.
真奇怪呀。
Just checking.
那他凭什么拿和平奖呢?
Then what grounds do they have for giving them the Peace Prize?
Hey, 你闭嘴。
Hey, shut your mouth.There's a bunch of interesting stuff here,、mostly vocab.、Can you give us the first sentence?
本届诺贝尔和平奖获奖者
First two words there.
本届
Right. 本 is third tone, it means this.、
Mm-hmm. 本届届
Fourth tone.
这个是一个量词、
It's a measure word for big events.、
比如说比赛。或者是一些其他的大的这种会、大的会议等等都可以。比如说，布拉德皮特赢得了上届奥斯卡最佳男主角奖。
That's Brad Pitt.
布拉德皮特。
He got the best supporting actor at the Oscars.
奥斯卡最佳男主角奖。是上届。
上 it would be the last time.
没错。
Okay. Anything else?
我先要提醒你啊，这个有点长。
OK。
大家做好准备。中国共产党第。
Oh God.
Come on,
yeah, okay.
Hey. 小菜啊，小菜一点。中国共产党第十七届中央委员会第四次全体会议在北京举行。
OK, that's the plenary conference of the.Congress of the People's Republic of China, I think.
第四次
The fourth plenary. Okay, it's a big meetup they have at Tiananmen Square.、
Hello? That's it?
It's a long sentence.
It's a piece of cake.
It's a piece of...
小菜一碟儿
Okay, next we've got the second word we want to call your attention to there is...
获奖者
Prize recipient.
获奖者
Fourth tone, third tone, third tone.
获奖者。但是这个是已经得到了这个奖项的人。
Yeah.
如果没有得,但是他被 nominate, 就是提名。
That's the verb to nominate.
提名。没错。
And often you'll say someone has been nominated.
他被提名为什么什么。
And if you have been nominated, then you're going to say that someone is a candidate.
候选人
Let's review. Prize winner.
获奖者获奖者
To nominate.
提名，提名。
To be nominated as.
被提名为，被提名为。
Candidate.
候选人，候选人。
The next line.
但是他已经拿到了文学奖和经济学奖。
The interesting thing here is the economics prize.
经济学奖。
Because in the next line, we've got another usage of that same word.
泡泡中文很经济。
Right. So in the first case, it's a noun, you know, it's a prize for economics. In the second one, it's actually being used as an adjective.
没错，很经济。
很经济又有文化呀。
You may not have run into the word in this context, but it means economical. As in not costing a lot of money, relatively inexpensive.
比如说我们经常会用的，比如说有经济实惠。
And that means it's both cheap and 好用, right? Easy to use.
就像我们说的物美价廉就是这个意思。经济实惠。
Cheap and good.
经济实惠。其实我们还有一个非常常用的这个经济适用。比如说经济适用房。
Low cost housing.
还有一个衍生的说法叫经济适用男，男人。就是说现在的。
Good?He's a budget
sort
guy.
Sort of good. 对，就是说因为现在有金融危机啊，然后所以女人找、uh-huh. 找这个男朋友，找老公，未来的老公就在找经济适用男，好用，然后呢，能赚一点钱，又不是特别多钱。就以前都会找比如说大款啊、uh-huh. 金龟婿啊，现在就是因为经济不好嘛。
Everyone knows they don't have any money, and so
对，所以就是经济适
用
男最好，但是是有 potential.
Oh, potential.
对。
Okay.
就是等金融危机过去以后。
Okay.
所以有可能。
And our next point is for you grammar hounds out there. It's not actually that complex, but we run into it in this sentence.
他凭什么拿和平奖呢？
他凭什么拿和平奖呢？
The key word there is...
凭。凭什么？
Right.
凭。
Taken as an isolated character...it means to lean on or to rest on, or on what basis.
但是一般用在成语里边。
Yeah, so we're going to see it in 成语, and there are a couple of words that contain this, like the word for evidence.
凭据。
In this case, though,
凭什么?
Really identical almost with
为什么?
So you could say, why did they win the Peace Prize?
他为什么拿和平奖呢?
Instead, they said,
他凭什么拿和平奖呢?
There's more skepticism. You don't believe it. You don't think it's fair. On what basis did they do this?
凭什么?
Anywhere you can use
为什么?
You can use
凭什么? 但是一定要注意这个语气。
Yeah, let's have some examples.
他凭什么提名你为候选人?
What grounds did he have for nominating you as candidate?Wow, that's rude.
有点儿。但是你也可以直接用，就是单独用凭什么。比如说有人问你做什么事情，比如说小王，你今天能加班吗？然后你可以说凭什么。
Like, what grounds do you have for asking me to work overtime?
凭什么。
Yeah. Okay.
但是可能会被老板炒掉，如果你这样问的话。
Anyway, useful point, anywhere you can use.
为什么?
You can also use.
凭什么?
And that's our podcast for today.
Mm-hmm.
Before we close, let's take a listen to the dialogue one more time.
本届诺贝尔和平奖获奖者，泡泡中文。
嗨，怎么又是泡泡中文？
这叫实至名归。
但是他已经拿到了文学奖和经济学奖。
泡泡中文很经济又有文化呀。
那他凭什么拿和平奖呢？
嘿，你闭嘴。
We've got to admit, we didn't actually win the Nobel Prize this year. But we're holding out hope for next year.
所以大家啊，踊跃的提名我们吧。如果下届我们赢得了诺贝尔奖，我们会请大家吃火锅。
Right. Free hot pot in Beijing. And with that, our podcast is finished for today. If you have any questions, Echo.
别忘了给我写信到 echo@popofchinese.com 或者在我们网站上留言都可以。
Right. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
下次见吧。